This is CliffCentral.com.
Movement, body up. Yep. We're gonna take a mutual shit on the industry.
You guys didn't think it would happen.
Shut up.
But it happened. As I said, I will be releasing a mixtape, and that is the first single off the mixtape. If you're not impressed, you are a hater. Ration. Holleration. All right, welcome to it, man. It is 20-something right here on cliffcentral.com. Just another cool kid. I'm hanging out by myself today. Londi and Neo are still jet-setting. They're in Durban somewhere with the sand in their toes on this spring day. What's interesting, though, technically speaking, spring hasn't really started yet. I feel like I'm going to expose the fact that I did geography in primary school and high school and whatnot. But spring actually hasn't started yet. Mm-hmm. We have to wait a couple more days. I think it officially starts on the 23rd of September. I could be wrong. But we are technically still in the grip of winter. I dare anyone to go to Soweto and tell people that we are not in summer just yet. And see if those buckets full of water will disappear. Ah, man, welcome to it. So if you guys want to be a part of this conversation, trust me, it's going to be a good one. You can send us your tweets at jack_5'4" at cliffcentral.com with the hashtag 20-something. You can send us your WhatsApp messages, because that's what we do these days, 079-748-2090. And we'll check out some of the things that you guys have to say. So before we get into the discussion today, there's actually an interesting post that I saw on Facebook. A friend of mine posted this up, and it made me think a little bit, right? Because I don't want to sound like I'm taking a dump on DSTV, but we were discussing it just before we stepped into the studio. I think it's so strange that DSTV advertises DSTV people to advertises DSTV to people who already have DSTV to get DSTV. Like, seriously. And on top of that, some of the ads could be considered a bit racially biased, if I can put it that way. So there's a friend of mine. His name is Putla Mpya. And he wrote this on Facebook. And after reading it, I don't know if I want DSTV anymore. Here we go. He says, here's my observation going ham on DSTV. DSTV has got four adverts running, all of them featuring four black families and or individuals. All of them have an agenda of breaking down black people, which to the naked eye might seem like pure entertainment. Add one, individual black man. Plot, black guy, instead of sitting at home cuddling watching DSTV with Bae, decides to take Bae out for fine dining, and Bae ends up racking a bill which he can't pay for. Here's the agenda. The storyline creates the idea that a black man is most probably always broke to take Bae out for a night of dining instead of watching DSTV. The question you should ask is, why does it have to be a black couple? Who said it's better to be watching TV if I've got a budget to entertain my Bae, right? Second ad, family, black mother and children. Plot, mother with kids, most of them boys, plays boring cartoons and then told by DSTV by a supposed speaker of the house, right? Agenda. A family is made up of a father and a mother, but the father is not depicted in that ad. Seems the assumption is that black fathers or dads are not always there. The question you should ask with that ad is, where's the father? Okay, I sound like I'm preaching and whatnot, but here's the gist of what he was trying to put together. He says, I know marketing students are going to come with all sorts of explanation. I know, because it's the world that we live in, but this is not for you. After all, this is all just entertainment, right? Let's laugh. Ha 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 ha. While our subconscious minds keep these subliminal messages, and one day we wonder why the world is constructed this way. All of them are black. By the way, I haven't caught a glimpse of Indian, colored or white individuals and or families in their ads. And so they sell DSTV just to black people. If you stumble across one, please let me know, This is not just an observation. Look, listen, and decide. Next time you watch TV, open your mind. Right? So that's what Mputla had to say. If you want to read the whole thing, you can add me on Facebook, Jack Motlante. But you'll see what I'm talking about. But essentially, I get where he's coming from. I mean, the idea that only black people watch DSTV is a fallacy. It's disgusting, actually. It's just really, really stupid. And not to shoot DSTV down or anything, but for me personally, they're only good for sports. Everything else can go to hell. Like, I'll only get DSTV just for the sports, personally speaking. You guys might feel a different way. You might feel that what Mputla is saying is complete rubbish. And that's why we're here, so we can open up the discussion and you guys can let me know what it is you think exactly. But back to today, what we're going to be talking about today is I feel something that is not talked about often enough and properly. You know, I've always found it very curious that only female rappers are expected to take their clothes off and, you know, booty shake and all of that stuff. Why isn't the same standard applied to female rappers as much as it's applied to male rappers? And we're going to get straight into it because there's an interesting event happening at the State Theater tomorrow, actually. And I believe it's called Ascension. They've got female lineup, that like an all-female lineup. There isn't a single guy there. In fact, I believe DJ Big Rome will be the only person there because it's, you know, kind of his event, but he won't touch a microphone at all. And I'm very happy to be joined by two, I'd like to believe, very gifted female MCs. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having
us. What's up, Jack? What's up?
I'm chilled, man. So in the building, we've got Usis Unati.
Yes, King Unsta.
King Unsta.
Sir.
Sounds like a black version of Instagram. Okay, I'm playing. I'm sorry, my bad.
Kind of. I will admit.
And we're also joined by another lady who seems to be very bossed out today.
Yes.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm fantastic. All right. So, you know, whenever we've got musicians and stuff in the studio, I feel very happy, man, because I feel like it's just family, you know? It's all family.
Of course.
Where did it start? Like, why? In fact, when did you fall in love with music? Let me start there.
Ladies first.
Really?
Just kidding.
I mean, you go first.
Okay, ladies, we're not going to play this game today.
All right, I'll go first.
You see the support that we have of each other.
Yeah.
I was born in Free State, in a small town, Qaqa. So there was not really much hip hop going on. But I've always been curious and about listening into like English songs. We used to call it English songs because we didn't know what to call it. So that's when I started loving English songs, and then it just grew on me, and I started writing my own songs. I started writing when I was 13, so I've been rapping.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's not. Hip hop at some point was not considered something for women to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was
strange.
Like it was like, hey, give me my chance.
It's hardcore. It's really hardcore.
Yeah.
When we talk about real hip hop, but
real hip hop.
Yeah. Like it's that's why even Snoop said, like gay rappers will make it in the rapping.
Yeah.
Because it's just hectic.
That's something else we'll talk about. I think we need to get into that as well.
Yeah, that's a topic on its
own. Yeah, it is. Unati, how did you fall in love with music?
Well, I started in primary school when I was watching a lot of cartoons, and they would have little songs or little rap parts that they did, and I would usually sing along to those. And at some point, I started writing my own raps, and I was into poetry as well, so I did recitals a lot.
Yeah.
So I realized that I could actually convert that into, like, you know, sing song type of things. So I started writing raps in primary, and then in high school, I think in grade 8, I went into a studio and I started recording. I did choruses for some of my MC friends, but I never really took part in the freestyling and you know the battling and all of that.
Yeah.
But I was rapping. I was more a lyricist more than anything. So
I think that's
from,
dope.
Yeah, from poetry it was hip hop thereafter.
I mean, when I heard you mention cartoons. Which cartoons were rapping? Like, you I know, feel like we weren't like, watching the same cartoons.
I don't remember the names, to be honest with you, because I used to watch so many. I was such a homebody. I listened to everything. So I can't really pinpoint. It was a really long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
A lifetime ago.
All right. There's something we need to handle quickly.
Unati. Please, handle it.
There's something we need to handle. There's a couple more ladies that just stepped into the studio. Trish.
What up?
How you doing, fam?
I'm actually very well. What up, Jackie?
I'm good.
I'm
good to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's I'm up? Happy, but what? I'm a little unhappy at the same time.
What happened?
How dare you pitch up late for my show? What is wrong with you?
Hey, see what happened was, right?
What is wrong with you?
I've got an answer for that. You see what
you
happened?
Do?
Did you say answer?
It's yeah. Answer.
Answer.
Yo,
Veronica.
Veronica. I got the answer.
Answer. You know what happened? Veronica wa GPRS dropped us. She didn't tell us.
GPS.
GPS.
Okay.
What GPS?
I thought you got check a Gibbs.
She just drops us. She doesn't say no, lifitile. She's like, you've reached your destination. Done. We pass, and she doesn't say, hey, whoa, turn back. Hey. Nothing, you know? Yeah. So that's what happened.
You know, sometimes we like to overlook certain things, but that's why God gave you eyes, man. God up, man? Saw it fit to give you eyes. But what anyway, up? How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Awesome, man. Like, this is a nice vibe, my guy.
It is. No, it really is. It really is. That's why I love coming here. It's like, yeah. Jump off all the time, all the time. So we were just talking about how, you know, people fell in love with music. How did you guys fall in love with music?
Yeah. I hate answering that question. I'm usually the one asking people that.
Yeah.
Yo, Fry, you got answers, bro?
You know, I woke up one day and I realized I was baptized in music.
For real.
Okay. So I really can't. I still, up to today, I can't answer that question because you grow up in an environment where everybody's listening to different types of music.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you really can't say, yeah, it was when, you know, I grew up. And no, I don't have an answer. It's just, I woke up and it was like that. That was the environment I was exposed to.
Yeah.
So I don't really have a nice answer for you.
Okay. You know, some people come in here, whenever I ask them that question, there's some weird stories that pop up. I was waiting for some juicy stuff.
<Yeah.
guys.
laughs>
You know? Hi, but I was doing the Michael Jackson dance when I was 2 years old. How do you know? How do you remember that far back? But nonetheless, look, I want us to get into some music right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into jump into a track called Bossed Out.
Oh shit. I am.
Oh,
Oh shit. I'm serious.
Yeah. Right? And we heard the boss talk already.
Yeah.
Let the
track speak for itself because it's really bossed out.
Okay.
Hey.
But I'm telling the truth though.
Hey, if we come back from this jam
and then it's not bossed out.
Seriously, if I don't feel like an employee after this song, we've got some problems.
All right.
Bitch, I'm bossed out. Bitch, I'm bossed out. Bitch, I'm. Bitch, I'm. Bitch, I'm.
Okay, someone came to work today. Okay? Someone came to work today. Someone came to. God damn!
I told you.
Like, woo, shit.
I told you.
I'm officially scared of this one.
I'm not true story for no reason, bro. There's a reason why I'm true story. It's because I'm true.
I mean, true story. Look, I don't think anyone can doubt the truth of your story right now. I mean, what happened? Dude. It sounds like you were walking around and someone pissed you the hell off. And you were like, you know what? Since you're so smart, let me show you what I'm about to do. Let me give you a little taste of this stuff right here. What happened? Like, I mean, this you should have called that song Warning, actually. Like, don't mess around. I'm so mad with it.
I'm fucking around.
Yeah. So, I mean, your process. I really need to find out about your process. How do you write your music?
I freestyle.
You freestyle straight up.
Freestyle nice. On top of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that I guess that's why the feeling was so raw.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
you just stood in front of the mic and you just let it rip.
I remember the chorus. I did it. I was at campus and then I was walking to the toilet and I was working with that girl and then it came like, bitch, I'm
toilet.
Yeah. I was walking to the toilet.
Oh.
So I'm like, bitch, I'm. But I'm mumbling inside and she's like, yo, what's that? So I'm like, okay, let me just. Say it louder. And then she's like, that's tight, keep that. And then when I got this beat, it's just
Where did you get that beat from?
From That's Swift. Shout out to Swift. Who's Swift? Nah, he's not here. But shout out to Swift, man. Shout out to Cresedo. One love. Yeah.
You know, the buttons, man. When I speak of producers, I say he was pushing the buttons. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That guy was pushing the buttons.
Shout out to Zapes.
No doubt. Ladies, let me ask all of you this, right? Like, I mean, for years we've seen male MCs dominate the industry. I mean, to be honest with you, honest on a local level, because that's where you guys are, there hasn't been a female rap national anthem. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, you know, I don't remember a female releasing a song
that was Kisses.
That was as big. Kisses?
Nah.
National anthem.
Nah. No. I think Bust Out is the new anthem for me.
I think the Bust Out is
the anthem.
Bitch, I'm bust out.
Yeah.
I think that should be the next. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my anthem. Like,
no, but I mean, genuinely, think about it for a second. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, Karakar was guys. Doc Shebeleza was a guy. Congratulate was another guy. Think like the past five years.
Yeah, yeah, we get it.
Why is that?
We just wanted to give them a chance.
Let's
give them a little chance, because once we jump on it, there's no going back. Like, there's no, we're going to just go in. So we're just letting them breathe a little bit.
Right.
But then if you hear stuff like "boo bust out," let's just make that an anthem. Can we just, you know, just
make no, it but a thing? You know what? You can defect all you want. You can deflect, rather, all you want. You can beat about the bush, weep at least a corner more segeling as much as you want. But the fact is, real talk, there hasn't been a big female rap song. What is it about the game, or what is it about the way women rap? What is it about South African women that can't get those hits? I mean, America's got Eve, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, yeah.
They've had Remy Ma, Missy Elliott. I mean, women that ran the game. It wasn't even... And Missy Elliott is the perfect example, because
She sold a lot of record sales.
Even her vibe, her music videos, I mean, she was pushing the boundaries with everything. And from the beginning, what is it about South African female MCs that can't...
I feel like South Africa is very... Actually, I don't want to say this, but we're so judgmental.
Yeah.
Like, my mom wants a girl to be in the kitchen and do certain things, and there's certain things that a girl is not supposed to do. And rap is probably one of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're not big enough because of that mindset still.
You know,
like, we feel like, okay, a girl can't drive a bus. I don't trust that.
Yeah.
A girl can't be, like, driving taxis and Quantums. And
so it's that patriarchy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's still there for some people. But I think now we're showing them flays, man.
Because I even think, like, what she's saying now is, even if a track is that good, you're not willing to give it that chance because you're thinking it's a female,
though, you know?
So it's not, doesn't have that thing to it. So I think really it is that situation.
And do you guys ever feel the need to be a bit more masculine in your music? Like, is it, I'm just asking, you know, like, can you jump on a track and be like, oh yeah, my nails are so pretty? And my
you
hair
can do that if that's what you are. You can do that, but at the same time, I also feel like I also have situations where, like, I'm calling myself King Unsta, and people think I'm gay, and I'm not. So what I'm thinking, what I'm saying is, we have that in us. It's not a matter of us trying to be masculine or whatever.
Yeah.
There's that boss thing in us
that
says that we can't do it. Like, it's not a, we're not even trying to prove a
point. Hip hop is not sissy. Come on,
it's not. It's not. And I sometimes think that as females, you either have to really anxious or you have to be really good. You can't be in between. Where you have male rappers
that are just trash,
that are just trash, you know, and people are listening to them, people are vibing to their stuff, but you can't be in between. If I don't want to take my clothes off, it's a problem. But if I'm not really, like, hardcore deep, and you know, it's still a problem.
You know, I feel like, as I said, the standards are completely different, man. You just mentioned, you know, mid-level MCs. Let's be honest, I'll speak for myself. I won't put words in your mouth. But the fact is, I don't know how El Tito still has a rap career, honestly speaking. Right?
Oh my God.
Personally, just this is my personal opinion.
There's so many.
There's so many. Like, so many. On as far as female rappers are concerned, No Muslim must just stop.
Please.
please.
Can she just?
Hey, we feminists, Jack. Don't do that. We feminists, you're the neighborhood.
Do you know, for me, the most important thing over everything is the music, right? And if you are making trash music, that is, I take that as a personal insult. You get what I'm saying? Like, when you listen to the type of work that people like your Nasty C or your Reason or your Dumi, you know, the type of work and I don't know, time to put together music, you can pick it up, like, from the moment you hear it. You know what I mean?
But you know what? I also think that music in general is made for everybody.
For sure.
People will relate to certain kinds of music. That's why some people still have careers in the music industry, because some people are still vibing to their music.
So
they do have a place in the market. They still have a niche in their market. In the market. So we can go on and lose our minds about how this artist should be making so much money because they are so ill and they're so talented and there's such lyrical geniuses and whatnot. But at the end of the day, some people just want something on the go. They want takeaways. You know, they don't want anything.
Music.
Yeah, they want something on the go, you know, that's quick and easy to listen to. It's not going to make them think, you know, too much. You know, so they just
But then what is rap after all? What
is
hip-hop?
The thing. I think it's just become something else. It's morphed. It's just...
It has. I think... I don't know, man. Every time you put money in a situation, things start changing.
Let's just go left.
Like, they go left. Yeah, they go left. Just, and I can understand from one perspective. You know what I mean? Because even culturally... MCs come from poor backgrounds. You know, I mean, the birthplace of hip hop, the Bronx and stuff, that was not an affluent neighborhood. Like, these were people that were trying to escape the daily rubbish that they were bumping
it's an amazing
into.
Amazing escape,
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I guess once, you know, money becomes a factor and you can't talk about sitting on the corner anymore, and because you're in corner office loft, wada, maybe the content will change. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But we're going to go straight back into the music. We're going to jam something by
King Unsta.
There we go.
King Unsta.
What's this jam called?
It's called Number One.
Number One.
Yes.
I hope it's not like Gang Instrumentals. We don't need that. We don't need that.
No, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I talk the numbers game, number one.
There you have it, man. King Unsta.
Yes, sir.
You know, like the groove of that joint is like, you know, when you're coming back from the club, man. It's like 2:30 in the morning. You just had the turn up of right? And all you, you know, all you need to do is just get back home, relax, and jump on it. You know what I mean? So dope. So
thank
dope.
You very much.
That line, Angzang la 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 la.
Angzang la 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 la.
Yeah. That's, I think Zulu is such an interesting language.
It is, eh?
Right? Sleep here, la la la. You know, listen here, la li la la. You know what I mean? La li la li. Okay, man. Who was pushing the buttons? Who came up with that jam, man?
The beat maker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a guy from Tembisa. My God.
Right?
Yo, guys. Yeah, but it's a guy from Tembisa. Like, I'm gonna give him a shout out like really soon.
Proper
tomorrow.
I will say this, I like the groove of that, man. Like, it's
thank
so
you, man.
I don't know, it's got this soulful thing about it, you know what I mean? It's not in your face and whatnot. It's easy.
I kinda used to sing Afro Soul like in 2010.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Why leave that journey?
Because
your voice
then,
is fantastic.
I wasn't passionate about it because I was so hip hop, and I used to like find myself going back to hip hop, and I was just thinking, but are people gonna be okay with me from Afro Soul, and the next thing here I'm rapping on one of the verses, so it's not gonna be, you know. So I decided, no man, let me just push hip hop. I've always been about hip hop, so might as well.
Dopeness. We're also joined by one more female artist in the studio. Pro Chick, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm fantastic. Hey, you're gonna need to bring a lot more energy. You see what's happening in here? Do you see what's going on in here?
Shoo.
How you doing?
I'm good, and I'm just like that.
You chill like that?
Yeah.
I dig that. So some of your influences, like, let me ask all of you this question. Like, for me personally, there's one verse that I play every time I'm trying to be creative. And it's the last verse of Who Knew by Eminem from Slim Shady LP, right?
Yeah, that verse,
I mean, I feel like that verse, the way the pictures that he paints just makes me want to write that type of music. So what type of music, well, what type of hip-hop artists, you know, inspire you ladies?
Recently, I've been jamming to Logic. The EP that he did, Young Sinatra, Welcome to Forever. There's a song that he does, Welcome to Forever, that it's amazing. And then from the incredible True Story, hello.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a song there called Never Been. So it's, yeah, just like one of those songs that really wakes me up and really pushes me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Onsta?
Me, I've got phases. There are times when I'm really vibing to a particular artist, but they're always there, you know. I love Lauryn Hill, I love Erica, I love Bilal.
Yeah.
I loved, and I still do, Missy Elliott. I'm still influenced by her music.
For sure.
Busta Rhymes, I'm still into, you know. Yeah, there's quite a number. Even Immortal Technique, I still.
Oh my god!
Just on some other level.
Oh my goodness!
You, that is.
Wow, man!
On some other.
Like you took me way back, man. During those days when we used to battle.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Immortal as a beast.
I swear to God.
I
feel like Immortal Technique could have started a revolution on some serious shit, man.
Yo.
I mean, that guy was crazy. Yeah. Like, there was that, what was that line? The shit I've seen in life will make you choke by surprise. Like an aborted fetus in a jar that opened its eyes. Like,
what the?
Come on.
No, Immortal Technique will get you started.
For me personally, I listen to music and I see pictures, as I said earlier on. Yes. You get what I mean? And the pictures he would paint were just... Oh man.
Yeah.
Hijack a plane and fly it into your couch. What? Shit.
And I think that those are the powerful musicians who are able to do that, who are able to create portraits in your mind.
That's what
you want every now and then, to escape. And that's a really good escape, what you were saying about how people are coming from really bad backgrounds and are trying to escape that. And in most cases, people are doing that, you know, like really good MCs or rappers.
Really dope. Approach it.
You, miss.
Yeah.
Well, me, I've always been a lover of Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, but also lately I'm listening to a lot of Kendrick, Aries, the current guys. But personally, I just love, you know, your Tandiswa Mazwais.
Yeah.
I'm not really that into hip-hop, though I'm a hip-hop musician.
Hey. Yeah.
You know, I don't listen to hip-hop that much because I don't want to sound like the next person.
For sure.
Because sometimes you find that you come up with a rhyme. You think it's yours, but it's not really yours. It's subconsciously on your mind.
Yeah.
You think it's yours, but it's not yours. So I choose to listen to other types of music.
I feel you on that.
Hip-hop, just to...
I feel you on that.
Identity.
What you're saying actually reminds me of Bobby McFerrin. I don't know if you guys know Bobby McFerrin. He's the guy that did Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah, you know
that guy?
Oh, yeah.
He stopped listening to music entirely for 2 years to make sure that he sounded like himself. So
nice.
I hear what you're saying on that. That, you know, come to think of it, maybe I should stop listening to something. Listen to some other stuff. Miss Happy, I know you're sitting there thinking I wouldn't come to you. What happened?
It was Friday. Come correct.
Sorry, why am I saying happy? I don't know. I feel happy. You just
no,
happy camp all
is...
the time. Maybe we should call you Happy Friday.
Oh my god, no! Who does this? Liquid does this all the time. Just stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I rebuke you.
All right, okay, we'll be good to Friday.
For me, I'm not a rapper, I'm more of a vocalist.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it's anyone who really, really brings out the Queen Bee in me, it would have to be Lil' Kim. And ironically, it would be the song Queen Bitch. by the way, I can say this on air, right?
Yeah.
Yay! So the line goes, I'm a diamond cluster hustler, queen bitch, supreme bitch. Kill a nigga for my nigga by any means, bitch. Murder C, bitch. Supreme bitch. Bitch.
All right.
So basically those words there, when I'm waking up or I need to get something
done. They get
done,
you going.
That's the song right there. I walk in and I'm like, yes, I'm here.
All right.
This. That song right there.
Okay. No, I feel you on that. That's dope. Ladies, okay, so you can't be rappers and come to the studio and not rap. live.
My favorite part in of the show.
Studio.
My favorite part of the show.
Like, I feel like that's hip hop blasphemy.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? It's like it's madness. So I don't know, because seeing that this the track that I'm about to play for you guys, like, it's an instrumental, but I think this lady killed this jam and it was unbelievable. We're gonna go with this, and then it doesn't play. Technical difficulties, still not playing. Okay, I'll find it though. We are going
in
to
the
win
meantime.
We are going to win, trust and believe. We're not here for food games here. We are here to hear people rap, not playing around, man. All right, let's try it one more time. Let's do this. There it is. There it is.
I've been. Oh, they've been telling me to do a remix for this because of obvious reasons. Yeah. But nah, fam.
All right, let's look. It's official. It's hashtag 20 something. We're an all female cypher. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Let's get it.
At least I can swear. Yo. Because I freestyle and I swear a lot.
Let's get it. I'm actually going to switch my mic off because I feel like I'm going to make a lot of noise.
Hey. Hey, can you? Yeah. On me.
Yeah, over there. One of those. It should be that one. It should be that one. Is it down or? Yeah. Alright, cool. Let's get it.
There we go.
Actually, let me start this beat one more time.
Yeah, please do that.
We're gonna do this one more game. Let's go. Young MA, instrumental.
Ooh.
And we got the ladies in the building.
Hey, I didn't talking, but they broke though. And they ain't fucking no hoes though. But they already know I'm fucking dope. And when I switch it up, I give you hope. And I bring it back just a little bit. Hey, young nigga, buddy, fucking get it. Hey, well, y'all niggas been a gay mix. Hey, and don't you ever fucking get it twisted. Hey, and two started be the name, bitch. Hey, and I can fuck you good like I have a dick. Hey, yeah, I said that shit, I said that shit. Hey, and I mean that shit, bitch, I mean that shit. It goes like, ooh.
Alright, alright. Let's get it, Bob. Who's
let's
up
go,
next?
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Check me out, man. It's King Oomster.
Yeah, man.
Check me out. Yeah. Yo, check. Yo, listen. See, I'm the best in the business. I ain't even in it. I'm a beast, I'm a murderer, and you're my witness. See a skull standing in my way, I'm here to kill it. I like beef with my meals, guess it's the closer in it. I see your lingo got you by the... My lingo got you brother clicking like a gun cock. My ex is so aggressive, tie your tongue into a knot. I'm talking sweet nothings, this one thinks I'm taking shots. He thinks he's sexy though, boy, I make your bed rock. I'm losing the beat here.
Pro chick, let me hear you jump on. Let me hear you jump on, pro chick. Let's get it.
Yes.
What?
Ooh, okay. It's pro chick.
Hey.
Hey, yo, I'm feeling like I wanna drop bomb. Feeling like I'm at the top.
Hey.
See, man, yana nabato to my low, but suddenly they wanna talk. Suddenly, now I'm a flop. Go press that while I'm a dog.
Hey.
I know I be slacking a little bit, but it's none of your damn business.
Yeah.
Get over, but now I'm Tom.
Hey.
Oh, Jala, but Jerry and Tom.
Yeah.
I'm tired of sitting around. Yo, the time is gotta to blow. Yes, of course I'm ready to blow. What I do, you run no show. Hey, rapping is an epiphany. I ain't no child, nigga, I know my destiny.
Oh. Hey.
Oh. Yes.
Hey.
This is why I'm emceeing this gig.
No.
By the way, this
hey,
is why.
Hey, just so you know, that was bars, baby.
Yay.
It's bars, man.
Yes.
Don't mess around. Don't mess around, man. God damn. Okay, you know what? I don't want to talk too much now. Pro chick, after what you just did, I think it's fair to say that we should play your jam right now.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's only fair to say that we play your music right now.
Please do.
What do you call this track?
It's called Shebang.
Oh, okay. Let's get it.
To be loving you on time. Sometimes you make me cry, but it doesn't matter because the way I love you is it's always on the rise, bro.
right now we could take a flight overseas, God, overseas. What's happening between us? See, I need ya like a twin does his other twin, Lera Yua, eh, Vela Rabu.
Wow. Wow.
Chills.
The whole shebang, bang, baby. Hey, man, how did this track come about?
I found somebody who gives me the whole shebang.
You know, as I was listening to it, I was like, I must meet this man. If he can inspire such, I need to talk to him. I think he's got the right idea, personally. I think he's on the right track. Yeah. No, but this is dope. This is very nice, man. The groove is, it's a bit so left chill. Field. Like, it's not typical, man. I like it when people do things that are not obvious and straightforward and typical. It's really dope.
Thank you.
Is that you singing on there as well?
Yeah, I try a little, you know.
No, you were singing on that song. It was, you didn't try. No, that wasn't a try. You were singing there. Really dope. You said who produced it?
Spita Njoza, this other guy from Val.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about the gig tomorrow, ladies. Let's get straight into it. So, what's happening at the State Theatre, Sasa, on the 2nd of September? Well, the day after Splinter.
Like the MC. MC.
Well,
it's Good Friday.
Yes. We've got all these women coming together tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, at the Rendezvous. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
I know there's a lot of ways to say it.
I pronounce it Rendezvous.
It's
Rendezvous.
I'm still going to say Rendezvous.
You know, it was crazy. I performed at the Laws gig.
I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you.
I performed at the Laws gig and I didn't know what to think when the MC was like, all right, Rendezvous.
It took me a week to actually. I've been asking people, like, guys, am I saying it right? Am I saying
Rendezvous.
Yeah, all right, Rendezvous. So it's an all women's show. Okay, so no guys, unfortunately.
No, we can come watch.
Well, fortunately for you guys, you can come watch.
For damn sure.
But it's all about the ladies. So we've got a really hot lineup. Before I get to the lineup, it starts at 6 o'clock. The tickets are $60 at CompuTickets.
For sure.
So even at the door, $60 gets you in.
Yeah.
So the ladies can get paid, you know?
Yeah.
You need that cash.
You know, they need so they can produce. So on the lineup, I've got these ladies in studio. But I'm going to start with Zamkita Soul. So those who don't know Zamkita Soul.
I know Zamkita Soul. She was here 2 weeks back.
2 weeks back. Yeah. So I'm going to just try to go, Zamkita. That lady right there. And then we've got, obviously, Miss P. Mm-hmm. Le Trish, Le Proti, Prochik, I get Le the King.
All right, then
as well as Throwback on the Decks
and True Story.
Oh my God, yes. And you, my baby girl.
Yes.
I'm just scared of you. Okay,
I'm feeling sorry. Intimidated.
I feel
over
like
there.
She's gonna meet me at the parking lot and go, "Hey yo, no, I got you tomorrow." So that is literally what's gonna be happening at the State Theatre. South Africa's iconic State Theatre. So let's just get that straight. Yes, Miss Trishy Trish.
Ayo Jack.
Yeah.
You better pull through. I'm a
No.
Wait. Before Lingotel, okay? Like, I got booked to play somewhere.
Like
I'm sorry. Like, what am I
supposed to
do?
Because we females, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, if we're male rappers, you'd be like, niggas, I'm there. I'm dropping that booking and I'm coming through.
Okay.
Yes.
It's like ladies, that. Listen, everybody.
Look at him.
Everybody.
We'll meet you at the parking.
Hey, listen, everybody, calm down. As Kokenu Moya, Gangani, you know, bring ourselves towards ourselves. Yes. I'm sorry, but I've got gigs. And unfortunately, they're in Joburg. But if I was still doing things in Pretoria, then for damn sure. But I mean, as soon as I'm done there, I'll come through and hang out.
You should definitely come through.
I'll come through and hang out. And besides, you know, I honestly have never been to an event with just female MCs. I've never seen it before.
It's going to be so pheromonic.
Yeah. I have never seen it.
Pheromones in the air.
By the way, to close Women's Month, right?
Yeah.
Hip hop.
Yeah, but you know, I said this outside, like the idea of Women's Month for me is
still
so
being
stupid.
A thing.
Yeah, it's silly. It's like, there shouldn't be Women's Month, man. It should be the whole year. Like, I don't, you know, it's the same thing with Valentine's Day. So stupid. Yeah. Why must they wait on the 14th of February to buy you a rose? Aye. No.
I wonder why must you wait? Do you actually wait?
No, I don't. I'm actually one of those guys. I'm not one of those guys.
Okay,
like
okay.
I work on my feelings, man. And if I'm serious. And if I feel like you should get a flower today.
If you deserve a flower.
Not even deserve. Like if it's me thinking of you and I'm like, you know what this will make her smile, I'll bring you a flower. It's got nothing to do with the date or whatever. In fact, on the 14th of February. That's the one day I will not show you love.
Just for that.
Just for... Yabona, I'll give you the rest of the 364 days of the year. That 65th one. Hey, Otlandro, I swear to God. All right, so just like that, man, it's been so dope having you ladies in studio.
Thank you, man.
I feel like on some level we made some sort of history. I don't think I've ever heard an all-female cypher before. I don't know about you guys, but I've never heard one.
There should be more.
There should be more, right? Really?
Yeah.
There should be a lot more.
Don't call it female ciphers.
What should I call it?
Call it a cipher.
Cipher.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's that patriarchy coming back, right?
Mm.
I saw a very interesting ad. Guys, don't judge me now. It was for Always pads. You know? No, I mean the
you relate.
No, I mean
there's judgment in our eyes right now.
Like we just want to hear this.
No. But the topic was really great. I mean I decided to watch it because it made a lot of sense. Like they actually asked a bunch of girls to run like a girl or throw like a girl. And became all flimsy and whatnot. Meanwhile, you watch Caster Semenya run, she runs perfectly fine. You watch Maria Matola run, she runs like a human being. None of this a hand flapping and whatnot. Mm. And it goes back to what I was talking about, that patriarch.
Program.
You know, it's the program. Yeah, you're all program. Like, yes. It's rubbish if you think.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. So ladies, how do we keep up with you guys on, you know, social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the whole vibe, Snapchat, like... I'm giving you an opportunity to plug. You don't do it now.
You'll
never do it again.
I don't have a Facebook page, but you can catch me on my profile. It's Tselane True Story Mahoa. And then on Instagram is True Story, but it's spelled with TRUSTOWI. So it's Story, not Story, but it's True Story. And then on Twitter, I use my real name, which is at Tselane Mahoa. Yes, like TSELANEM. AHOOA. Tselane Mahoa.
You can catch King Onstar on Twitter. It's at King Down Dash. What's that Down Dash? It's underscore.
underscore
Down Dash. It's at King Onstar underscore. So it's King underscore Onstar. And then on Facebook, I am using Ukroma, which is my Istukosam. Ukroma Zibulwana is my real name.
Just say that one more time.
You need to sit down for this.
Yeah.
Ukroma Zibulwana. Drop the mic.
Yes.
Yes. Pro Chick is Pro Chick underscore. I mean, oh Lord.
Okay.
Can I stop now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's allowed. It's allowed. You can do it again. It's allowed.
It's pro underscore chick. The pro chick is spelled P-R-O and then C-H-I-Q.
Right.
Everywhere. Insta, Facebook. Please, guys, also YouTube. Please watch those videos, you know, because we put a lot of work in making videos, but you guys really don't watch us our videos. And when we go to channel, they're like, you don't have a following, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So watch the videos, P-R-O underscore C-H-I-Q, Pro Chick.
What up?
Real Trishy Trish everywhere.
Real Trishy Trish.
Sounds so cute.
I want to dog you. Trish, because you're my home girl, I want to dog you for a second. So you sat down and you thought, real Trishy. Yeah.
That
real Trishy Trish. That's what I'll go with.
By the way, that came before Ricky Rick.
All right.
It was there from high school before Ricky Rick.
So I feel you.
He killed my vibe.
Kill your vibe.
Right.
Nah, but it was, I think now it's just your turn to blow up, girl.
The way, man.
It's time.
It's time.
It is.
Right.
Don't tell me You are at good underscore Friday.
Good Friday.
You know what? I would be so angry with you.
You know what? My parents would be actually happy. God, I got you good Fridays, but I'm not going to go into that. Yeah. Anyway, on Facebook and Instagram, it's Friday Neo Mukoni.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Twitter, it's Friday underscore Neo M-O-K-O.
Oh, huh. Mm-hmm. Ladies, one more time. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you for having us.
It's been so litty. It's so dope. So much fire. I wish you guys all of the best in your future endeavors moving forward. I can't wait until I see your music videos and Channel O and Trace and whatnot.
Yeah,
And let me share a secret ambition of mine, and I hope it's a secret ambition of yours. Like, have you ever watched Trace and see Smash hit in the top left-hand corner? I feel like we should all reach for that top left-hand corner.
Of the TV.
Smash hit, brother. We must move the brand new. Because you know sometimes they put brand new. Forget brand new. We need smash hits right there in the corner, man. Ah, just like that, 20-something. We out of here, man. It was really dope. Next week, we're doing something completely different. We're forgetting the music for a little bit. And we're getting into physiotherapy. Mm-hmm. You wonder. Listen, you guys heard physiotherapy and saw someone touching somebody. Guys are just nasty. All right. Just like that, we out of here, man. It's been fun. And considering it is the 1st of September, and the 1st of September is such a nostalgic day for me. We used to have great times, Kom Sotra in Soweto, throwing buckets of water on one another. And we always did that with this song playing in the background.
This is CliffCentral.com.